Now, the 22nd of April approaches, and it is the London Marathon, and reported possibly going to be the hottest London Marathon on record. And one man who is familiar with the London Marathon is our blind Dave Healy. Hello.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. You're not actually taking part this
year, are you? No, sadly, no. I mean, to be honest with you, Simon, it was one of them, well, not an oversight, but with everything that was going on last year and started this year, this Sunday would have been the 10th anniversary of me completing the 7 Marathons Challenge. And, I hadn't forgotten about it, but it was just one of them things you just, you know, within everything else that was going on, you just didn't sort of remember.
Now, as I was mentioning, it's going to be a very hot marathon, and there's a lot of runners are actually running to raise funds for RNIB.
Yeah.
What kind of tips would you give for running in hot temperatures, and how to prepare for it?
Keep the water going in, certainly. Keep some sunscreen on. I mean, it's too late to check kit and shoes. You should have all that already sorted. But seriously, if it is going to be hot, any of your skin that's sort of exposed, keep a little bit of suntan lotion on there. But the biggest and the most important thing is to keep water going in.
The thing is, you don't want to overdo it with the water, though, do you?
No. So I was just about to say, now, I mean, a lot of people might just get a complete bottle of water at the start, and glug, 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 down it goes. Come to mile one, glug, 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 down it goes. No. For me, I mean, I've always found, I mean, everybody's different, admittedly, but what I've found is, through the sort of Saturday, you know, have a cup of coffee, but keep water going in, just trickling in, just keep sipping it all the time. And then come Sunday morning, make sure that, you know, you've had a reasonable drink of water in there. And then make sure you start with a bottle of water in your hand, because if people who haven't run before, every mile there's a water station and you can always get another bottle of water. But for me, it was just a case of sip, sip, sip. Not glug, glug, glug. Just keep putting it to the lips and sipping. And by the time you've got to the mile, you might get rid of a bottle. But, you know, if you haven't, don't worry. There's always another bottle to pick up.
Do you ever find when you've done what, millions of marathons? I mean, do you ever feel that you actually adjust your pace depending on the weather?
Yeah, you do as well. I mean, that's something else. I mean, we probably talk about it all day, the marathon side, you know. But, I mean, a lot of people also, they're highly sprung because they've been training, they've come down over the last week or 10 days, and when they stand on that start line, they're like a coiled spring. Whoa, yeah, let's go, let's go, let's go. Refrain from it. You know what you want to do? You've got your time in your head or on your arm or on a bit of pipe, you know, 4 hours, 5 hours, 3 hours, who knows, I don't know, there could be a 2-hour 10 runner going on. But make sure that when you kick off, you don't look at the bloke or woman who's in front of you and think, oh my God, they're going well, I'm going to stick with him. Just stay with the pace that you want to do. If they start running away from you, let them run away from you. Stay with the pace that you want to do. You know, you're going through the miles, oh yeah, I'll do this in 10 minutes, the next one in 20 minutes. Stay with that pace. Keep the water trickling in. Stay with your pace. Don't get anxious and think, oh, everybody's leaving me. Because you'll be surprised that a lot of runners at around about the 20-mile mark start coming back to you. And that's what they've done wrong. They've shot off like a rocket, and then they get to the halfway stage mark, and that's when it starts taking its toll. The first sort of 10-mile is lovely, you know, you get into your nice little rhythm, your pace, your water, you're happy, take the crowds in, enjoy the sights, enjoy the banter, and then once you get through the 13-mile, 15-mile mark, you'll start to, you know, you will feel it, I don't care who you are, but as long as you've kept hydrated, and as long as you've kept your pace to, you know, to be sensible, and then you'll get to the 20-mile, the 22, it starts hurting a little bit more, in fact, it starts hurting a lot more. And then you get to the 24, but by which time then you've got enough, you know, enough in your hydration wise, your legs are feeling a bit sore, but you've stayed at your pace. And for that last mile, that last half mile, then if you want to kick in and, you know, wow, I'm going to go for a time, go for it. But just at the start, stay sensible all round.
Great advice, and good luck to all of you who are taking part in the marathon this Sunday, and do take care. As you were mentioning there, it's the 10th anniversary of your 7th challenge, where you ran 7 marathons in 7 days on 7 continents.
I
can't believe it's 10 years.
Simon, neither can I, mate. I mean, this is what we were talking about a couple of weeks, and me and Deb, and we sort of just sort of said, well, it's 10 years, and it's just crept up on us, and everybody I've spoke to have gone, no, it's surely that was only 3 or 4 years ago. And I've gone, no, it's 2018, it was 2008 when I did it. And you think, wow, where's that 10 years gone? Sorry. It's, you know, I'm 10 years older, 10 years slower. I'm an old dinosaur now. You know, I was just a dinosaur then. I'm an old dinosaur now. But it's still fantastic to sort of go back on that. But it's what we've done in those 10 years as well, which still seems amazing, you know. John O'Groats Land's End cycle run. We've done across the continent a cycle ride. We've done across the desert, the Marathon de Sarb. We've done triathlon from Alcatraz. We did all the great runs last year, and we're going to attempt the Great Wall of China this year. And you think to yourself, I've not done all that in 10 years. Wow.
I know, but you take care, because, you know, that wall's been up for a while. We don't want you going up there and then it all kind of crumbles away.
Well, you know, I'm taking my hammer and chisel, so if there's a little bit of repair, you know, because you can bring me on the Thursday and I can get a bit of DIY from the Chinese wall, you know what I mean? It'd be great, wouldn't it?
Like a big, huge jar of polyfiller.
That's it. Yeah, Simon, I'm on the wall. It's all right, I'm repairing this bit, mate, yeah. But no, it's, and I mean, this weather is absolutely fantastic, but this rubbish weather is not the ideal running weather. You know, a little bit chilly would be nice, but hey-ho, we can't moan, can we? But as I said, coming back onto the marathon site, I stress the importance. Be careful. Sunblock, keep kicking the water in. Keep your pace. Don't be silly. Don't start charging off after, you know, Mo Farah, because there's no point. Just be sensible and enjoy it. And that's all I can say. You know, but just watch this weather, because it's going to be hot. And the trouble is, once you start hitting the likes of Canary Wharf, I mean, obviously, I feel it, but people tell me there is an awful, awful lot of glass on those buildings. And if it's going to be, just for argument's sake, 20 degrees, it suddenly ramps up. And you feel it for those few miles, and it just has that, what's the word I'm looking for? So it just creeps up on you, and you've just got to be so, so careful. So just take all the precautions, and you know what? I know a lot of people like to run it from start to finish, and there's no, you know, that's no problem. We've all done that, and I've done it, and we'll do it, hopefully. But you know what? There's not a problem. If you feel you're a little bit tired and you think, you know what, I could do with a rest for 200, 300 yards, there's nothing to stop you running, walking. You know what the aim is, Si? Start, run it, walk it, enjoy it, cross the finish line, pick that medal up, be safe, but finish with a smile on your face and feel pride in your heart that you've done it. And that's, you know, so don't be ashamed at all. To think, oh, I've run a little bit. Do it. If that helps, it's all in your armoury. Do it.
And then get a big Mr. Whippy ice cream.
Oh, yes. And a pint of Guinness as well, in my case.
Or a Mrs. Whippy ice cream, just to be, you know, the day and age.
Yeah.
By the way, I should say, actually, last Thursday I was expecting, well, it was actually Wednesday. No, it was Thursday, because I got mixed up last week. I got a text at 2:30 in the morning from Blind Dave saying, sorry, Si, forgot to tell you, I'm in New York.
I know.
Won't make the show.
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
I completely forgot all about it. And, of course, at 2 in the morning, it was sort of 9 o'clock at night over there. And I sat there and I was having so much of it. I went, oh, blow me. And Deb said, what's the matter? I said, I forgot to tell Simon we're in New York. And then, of course, the text come through. And, of course, it's 2 o'clock. Oh, I was all over the place, mate. I don't know whether I was coming, been or gone. But fabulous week, mate. It was really nice. The weather was with us. It was a little bit cold, chilly. We had coats on, hats on. We did all the buzzes, the Empire State, the statue, the Grand Central Station. You know, you
Levi
name it. We won't mention that bit. My credit cards took a right hammering. The kids have now decided that Levi is the brand. Oh, dear. But through Monday, Thursday, it was a bit cold, but it was dry, which was lovely. And then Friday, we decided to go to Central Park as it was coming back on the evening. I think we picked the right day, but ramped up to 24 degrees. My goodness, mate. But it was wonderful. It was wonderful. You know, New York was fab. The kids loved it. A great experience for them. I've seen where all the favourite films have been made, or, you know, scenes from the favourite films. The Levi shop, well, give my credit card and hammering. Kids are happy though. But it'll be a few more years before I go back there, I'm guessing. But lovely place, lovely people, some great places to view. But my goodness me, mate, These cities are expensive. That one was. That's a fact.
What do you get from it, though? Obviously, you're not seeing it, so it's not a visual thing for you.
Well, for me, it was great because I've got the kids with me. I promised the kids, the three of them, me and Deb, that we'd go for my 60th, and we did, and they had a fantastic time. And I'll get a lot of pleasure out of them. Wow, Dad, this is where such and such was made. Wow, that's the Empire State. Wow, ain't this lift quick? Now, I've been two or three times. The first time in 92, 93 stroke when they first attempted to blow the Trade Centre. So I've actually been there where the Twin Towers were up. And I could still see a little bit then. So did I get a lot out of it? You know, I got a little bit more out of it. I went to do the marathon in 2006. And we did, you know, a lot of the sites then with the eldest who was 16 then. But this time, two other three girls there, and we left them to plan the days. We want to go here, we want to do this, we want to do that. We was walking up and down 7th Avenue, 5th Avenue, 42nd Street, down to Ground Zero. You know, and they were, and what was lovely, sorry, it was difficult to get a taxi anyway because the streets are ridiculously busy. But there was no problem with them walking. And I think most days we must have done on average 6, 7, 8 miles a day, just running. And they loved it. They absolutely loved it. You know, so it was great for me to think. Number one, I said I'd take them. Number two, we got there. Number three, you know, they're talking amongst the poles and saying, what a great time we had, and that just pleases me tremendously.
Happy memories,
Dad. I would have hated it if they'd have said, Dad, I want to go there again. But no, they really loved it.
Right, well, how can we keep up with you, Dave? What's your contacts?
BlindDaveHealy.co.uk is the web. BlindDaveHealy on Facebook and at BlindDaveHealy on Twitter.
Thanks, Dave. Always a pleasure to chat with you. Good you're back safe and sound.
Lovely. Thanks for the call, mate. And as I said, good luck to all of the runners, and I mean all of the runners on Sunday. Enjoy it, but just please be careful.
You're listening to RMIB Connect Radio. Headlines next.
Oh, I could hide